Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska moms, Lori, that's me, Jennifer.
Hello.
Juliana.
Hello.
This episode, we will be comparing two great restaurants we were able to try on our trip, Twosome's Chocolate Emporium at Universal CityWalk, and we will be comparing it with Edison at Disney Springs. But of course, we have to start with some cocktails. So, Jen, what do you have for us for the Mouska cocktail?
So, this one is fun to do because both of these venues are known for their unique cocktails. So, we're not going to just choose one cocktail. We're going to talk about the six different cocktails that we drank because we all have different tastes and we all ordered different things. So first of all, the Twosome Chocolate Emporium is obviously known for their sweets and their chocolate and their desserts and their cool, sweet twist on recipes. But they are also known, are both of these?
Because they seem to both have pretty heavy bourbon options. They seem to have a lot of bourbons, but they had other stuff too. I don't know if they're known for it, but
they did have other stuff. Luckily for you, yes, but luckily for me, they did have other stuff because I don't love a bourbon. Although I tasted all of the stuff that you got, trying to, you know, expand my palate, and they were all lovely. At this one, at Twosome's, my drink of the day was Violet's Dream. I talked about it a little bit a couple of weeks ago on an episode because I actually made this one at home. I liked it so much. This one is a gin drink, which I am a huge gin fan. So this is gin, creme de violet, lemon juice, and grapefruit juice. It wasn't too sickeningly sweet because, you know, I don't love that. It was delicious. I loved it.
It also, gin wasn't too florally because that creme de violet can taste, you know, it's flower extract, but it was good.
No, it was perfect.
I really liked it. So it wasn't. It was sweet enough for me to like it, but...
And I had several of them. Just saying.
Yeah, had I not wanted to do the research by trying something different, I would have ordered that. It was yummy.
It was good. Lori definitely stuck with the chocolate theme in this one. Tell us about your drink.
Mine was an old chocolate fashioned. I like... And I've talked about this before. I like Wisconsin old fashions. They're a bit sweeter. And this chocolate one was absolutely amazing. It tasted like a Tootsie Roll. It was sweet. So for people that don't like sweet, this was sweet. But I had three.
You did.
It was very good. They had a cherry at the bottom, like old fat. Like, it was just a really good drink. And I still get, if it's too sweet, I can't handle too many of them. This one was sweet, but I obviously still drank three.
It was good. I had a sip of your, I had a taste of everybody's. I think we all did. It was a little too sweet. I had a bad experience with a chocolate martini once, and I think it was a little too close for comfort.
Yeah. So I thought all the drinks on the menu at Twosome sounded delicious, but I do not love a sweet cocktail like at all. So I just ended up going with their regular old fashioned, which was literally just bourbon. And I think my favorite bourbon, in fact, which is Woodford Reserve, and just a little bit of sugar and bitters, and it definitely did the trick. It was delicious. Yeah, so I didn't go crazy. I wish I could say that I tried something fantastic, but I didn't.
It was fantastic. You liked it.
It wasn't different, I should say. I didn't try anything different. I stuck with an old standby, and I enjoyed it very much. They do have, like we were saying, they do have some really – really great bourbons on their menu, and rye as well if you like rye. So
I was gonna say, Twosome's drink menu, you know, it obviously had the chocolate flavoring put throughout, but then they had other options. Like, that Violet's Dream had nothing to do with chocolate.
No.
But it was good drinks. So they had a different variety. And I think with their menu, because when we talk about Edison's menu, I think their menu had more unique drinks, which I really like, drinks that you wouldn't typically find somewhere else. So I liked Twosome's drink menu.
And I think the thing that both of these venues had in common were the servers, who were incredibly knowledgeable about all of their drinks on these menus. And there were a lot of drinks on both of these menus. Yes. So not only were they knowledgeable, but they also, like, we asked all of them wherever we went, you know, what's your best seller? What should we try? And all that stuff.
Right. Case in point, I was very interested in a chocolate old fashioned. But I told him, you know, I don't like sweet. And he said, that is the sweetest drink on our menu. Said, okay. Thank you so much. I will not order that. So, right. I think both of these restaurants are also, you know, bars, not in the hang out at the bar. Well, we'll get to that, but they have great bar menus. So there's something for everyone.
Yes. Yeah. So then moving on to the Edison, what did I have here? It's called the Samantha Sterling. It was Grey Goose vodka, Lillet Rose, lime juice, watermelon juice, and cinnamon cordial. So another floral drink that wasn't floral. And a little nod to Trader Sam's there with the cinnamon in there. It was good. I definitely, the Violet Stream was way more memorable for me, and so much so that I replicated it at home. I don't know that I would do the Samantha Sterling at home, but it was yum. I think I liked what Lori had better. Lori, what was yours?
Yeah, so I had the Berry Smash, and it was really good. I was expecting it. I mean, the name is Berry. I was expecting it to be sweeter than what it was. But it really wasn't, because it was kind of just, you know, mulled like blackberries and raspberries. So it's not like you had a big like juice aspect in there.
No, it was good. Little chunky. It was a little chunky.
And I have an issue when I don't like seeds.
I don't like to chew my drinks.
Yeah, I don't want to chew it. I would have preferred a straw, but then we would have been dealing with the paper straws and blah, 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 blah.
So what was in the Berry Smash? It was whiskey, also cinnamon.
Yes. Honey, lemon juice, and then the berries.
I will say that both of these drinks, even though they have cinnamon in them, I don't remember tasting a whole lot of cinnamon. So it wasn't like you were drinking Fireball. Like when I think cinnamon and whiskey, I think Fireball, and that does not appeal because I had bad experience with Goldschlager. Not that that's whiskey, but it's cinnamon. No good. But
well, and I remember thinking at Trader Sam's, all the cinnamon in their drinks was a bit much. And
a bit much.
You tasted those for sure. But you're right. I don't remember tasting cinnamon really at all.
These were subtle.
It was very subtle. It was a very, very good drink. And it was definitely one, you know, that – it was a good starter drink because that's where we started.
The only time with at the Edison where I actually tasted the cinnamon, and we talked about this, I don't remember, a couple of podcasts ago, was in the sample drink that we got. So if you missed it, our server again here was fantastic. And because we're such nice, lovely, warm, welcome people, we get into chats, and after we finished our round of drinks, she brought us over a glass and said, we're testing out recipes and, you know, we can't drink it. So after we tasted it here, we decided to give you the rest. I mean, I'm sure they poured a fresh, they probably didn't sip from that cup. But anyway, that was like,
vodka kills everything.
Right. Well, this was some sort of whiskey, Japanese whiskey. And I can't remember what else she said was in it, but I do remember distinctly tasting the cinnamon. But I also remember you guys saying, I don't really taste the cinnamon. So again, it was really subtle. It was really delicious.
Yeah, that one was good. And I will say, I remember the server saying that they had a much larger menu in general and drink menu in general before COVID. They've kind of pared it down as they have at all the restaurants. So I'd be real interested, you know, obviously when this mess is over, to kind of see what the full menu looks like.
It's interesting though, because there were a good 15 cocktails on this menu. Yeah. So I had a Manhattan, a twist on the Manhattan, Manhattan West, which was some rye and coffee. And we talked about this on the live, actually, and orgeat and walnut bitters. And it was so good. So we don't need to go into that again because we did. We talked about it on the live. But it was great. It was super fun. They have a lot of delicious things to taste. We had talked about wanting to try the Electric Mule, which is vodka, lemon juice, strawberry, lemongrass, cordial, and ginger beer. But we didn't. And I don't know why, because that sounds delish.
It does sound delish. I guess maybe we just weren't
in a mule
kind of mood.
We weren't in a muley mood. Yeah. So we'll have to go back and try that, because I think that's their signature beverage.
And I definitely want to go back anyway, because, you know, it was so nice to be able to visit these restaurants now, but there are definitely some things that without COVID, I feel like we missed, and it's worth another visit to kind of experience that.
Yeah, let's talk about the atmospheres of both of these restaurants. Yeah. So first off, Toothsome. Toothsome, we found out, was the only restaurant in City Walk, right? The only one or one of two. I think the only one that's actually owned by Universal. And like Disney does, this restaurant has a theme.
Yes.
Where, what was her name? Penelope?
Yeah.
Toothsome.
It's a story.
Yeah, and it's, you know, from what we saw, we didn't get to read the whole story. I guess there's a massive story on a menu, and obviously you don't get menus, you get QR codes to scan. But from what I saw, it's Penelope Toothsome, who we actually saw when we were waiting for a reservation.
Yeah, she greets you.
Yeah, she greets you, and she's adorable. Yes. And her robot companion, Jox, I think, created Toothsome's as the world's best chocolate emporium, as a homage to her follower adventurer parents.
I think
her mom was Violet, which, if you remember, my drink was called the Violet.
So I missed not knowing this story, because I remember we did ask our server what the backstory was behind the restaurant. And we tried to Google it while we were sitting there, but then our drinks came and all went to pot. But but I did come find out later that this is actually a character dining venue. Like, these characters walk around the tables during normal times.
And interact with you, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so definitely we need to go back. But in general, the vibe at both of these places is steampunk.
Yes. And if you've seen pictures of Toothsome, which I didn't feel this way about the Edison. I mean, definitely Edison had that wow factor when you walked in, but Toothsome, that wow factor starts even before you set foot in this restaurant. It looks like something from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, with like the big steam chimneys, and it looks like a chocolate factory. It's so cool looking. And then you get inside, and it definitely carries through inside. And, you know, during COVID times, Penelope's not wandering around the restaurant, but she was standing right in the front greeting everybody as they walked in, and her cool steampunk adorableness. I loved it. It definitely set the mood.
It's beautiful. So when you walk in, you can go to the right into the confectionery, I guess you could call it, with all the candies and chocolates and macaron, and it smells good, and everything looks so beautiful. I will say, I noticed there were no prices listed for the what are they called? The little chocolates?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, they have all these little tiny chocolates that have a name that's totally slipping my mind, and they have all these different – say it again?
Truffles?
Yes. Thank you. They have a million truffles and different kinds of chocolates with all different flavors, and then they have all these different flavors of macaron. And I really I just didn't want to be caught off guard by how much they were, so I didn't buy any, because – they didn't have prices listed next to the flavors. But anyway, and then to the left is just sort of a dessert area where you can get their milkshakes and desserts only. Is it to go? I didn't even notice. Like, I don't know how that worked.
We were sitting down, but it was small tables. And I think this leads us into our next conversation. The entire reservation and seating process was so confusing there. Mm-hmm. You know, it we couldn't get in the first night. We talked about this at live on the live podcast, but we couldn't get in there the first night because the wait time was 2.5 hours. We magically found out that you could go to guest relations at City Walk and get in a reservation. It was still 20 minutes after our reservation time.
But at least we got in.
Yeah, we got in. Exactly. We got in. But then there was this whole dessert area that if you said you were just having dessert, they let you in. I think
there was a wait time for that also.
I think there was, it was just very confusing. Along with the confectionery, they did have a cool shop area. There were some cool like shirts with some chocolate phrases. I was kind of shocked by that one. It's a massive, massive restaurant. I just think, like we said, the look of it really takes over the entire City Walk. You cannot miss this restaurant.
No. It's awesome.
And I think it's just very, very popular because it's the first thing you see. And it's directly outside Islands of Adventure. You're still a short walk from Universal. I think it, you know, it's a cool looking restaurant that's just very popular.
Yeah. And I think definitely, I think Toothsome is definitely a dessert place. However, that being said, I think it was my favorite meal of the week.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. What do you guys think?
So do we want to go into the food?
I think so. Okay. It was delicious. I loved it. I dream about those wings.
Yes. We sat down for an absolute full dinner.
We were starving. It seems to be the theme of our trip.
It really is.
It was our first stop of many stops. So we did kind of just a few appetizers. So to be fair, because we're about to go really off on Toothsome's food and say how amazing it was. So we ordered the coffee and chocolate stout wings, which I think were Jen's favorite.
Oh my God, of the week.
Oh, mine too.
Have I said that?
They were
amazing.
I love wings, all kinds. I'm really picky about wings. I'm picky about how they're cooked even more than the flavor because, you know, if they're not cooked well, the skin can get chewed. Like wings, bad wings are bad. But these nailed it in both how they were cooked and that sauce on them.
It's so good. And again, I'm going to say, and we talked about this last time because we were able to eat at, I think we ate at more restaurant locations on this trip than I've eaten on any other trip ever because we had a laundry list of places we wanted to try. And I don't think I'll ever not eat like this again. We wound up being able to try all these places because we went to them. And just ordered appetizers so that we got to try a little bit of everything, which was such a great way to eat at places that we've never eaten before. And that was the same for both of these places. We had appetizers only. But definitely Toothsome, we were there for the desserts also, because like I said, it's a dessert heavy location. But these wings, continue because you're making me drool.
I need to make them actually. So too. I could not find an official recipe anywhere, but I found a copycat recipe. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Yes.
Can I come over? Oh, you live far.
Actually, you can't, can you?
No. The wings were good. I mean, I like the sauce on the wings. I like more crispier wings.
So good.
I know, but they were really, 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 really good. And I think for anything, the three of us to agree and say it was at like should speak volumes enough.
Yes.
But it was really good. The other things we ordered were the tachos, which
yes,
indifferent.
They were a little meh.
They were okay. Yeah. They were okay. We had also just eaten, didn't we eat Seuss's?
I think that was the next.
Yeah, that was the next day. No, these were first. These were first. And they were okay. They were okay. They weren't bad. They weren't so great.
They were going to be spicier than what they were, and they were not. So I think it would be a pleaser for kids. if yes. you're looking for an appetizer. The other thing we ordered, which so apparently they're known for, is the chocolate almond bread. I wasn't a fan.
I don't even think we ate it. Like, we tasted it and we're like, meh. It's not sweet, which no. is good, right? But it just was just boring.
Yeah, it didn't, like, for, I don't know. Like, we read all about it. They said we had to order it, and I ordered it, and I was like, meh. I mean, my kids would have gobbled that thing up.
Right.
It would have been gone.
So we should say everything on the menu has some sort of chocolate involved, right? Mm-hmm. Like the coffee and chocolate stout wings, obviously. I think even on the chachos, there was like a, you know, almost like a mole-ish chocolate something or other going on. Yeah. And obviously so. The chocolate almond bread. What else did yes. we have?
We had the avocado bruschetta, but that did not have chocolate on it. And that one, but it was delicious.
It was delicious. It was three types of like fried avocado and then regular avocado. And then it was amazing.
It was so good.
I love avocado. I was blown away by that one. You guys love the wings. I'd say the avocado one was higher for me than the wings.
You did love
I think the avocado bruschetta was good with the other stuff we ordered because everything else was so heavy. And this was like, I mean, obviously it's fried avocado, so that's a little bit heavy, but it was still like fresh tasting and yummy.
It was good. I mean, you can't go wrong with avocado.
And then we had the roasted Brussels sprouts, which we had had the night before at Cowfish. And I liked the ones here better.
I did too. The ones at Cowfish were delicious. They were just a little on the salty side, but these had like a jalapeno mayo on them and then that Mexican white soft cheese and some chili powder. They had a little bit of a kick, not huge, depending on who you're asking.
I was still able to eat it. And I love Brussels sprouts. This one I like too.
Yeah, it was yummy.
I was a big fan of this one. But then, so we had all five appetizers that we all split as kind of like our main course. And then we were so full from our drinks and food, but we still had to order dessert.
I know. I wanted an ice cream sundae so badly, but I did not have an ounce of space in my belly.
And I think, and you know, peer pressure, the big thing that Toothsome is famous for are their milkshakes because they come in these mason jars. And it's like five desserts in one because it's ice cream. It's a little bit ice cream, a little bit milkshake, and a little bit, you know, cake or cookie, depending on the flavor that you get. So,
yeah, and we got the red velvet one. Yes. Did we get that? Yeah, right.
Yes.
It was delicious and pretty.
So that was pretty. It was very pretty. So it was what, vanilla ice cream with raspberry sauce and rainbow sprinkles. Mm-hmm. But then this red velvet, that cupcake, like I had no room for that cupcake until the next morning. Obviously none of us had
it the next morning.
I had a bite. Yeah. So Lori had it for breakfast. Ew. And then I took a bite of her scraps.
I did have sushi for breakfast. So you're right. I'm sorry. I won't judge.
We also housed some donuts for breakfast. We were not the pinnacle of health that trip. But that red velvet cupcake was moist. I know everyone loves that word, but it was perfectly moist without being like too moist.
Moist. I'm sorry.
How many times can you say moist in one sentence? It was so good though. It was so good.
I was going to say, and we ate it the next day. So we were so we took.
Speak for yourself.
Two sips out of the milkshakes, and then he actually packed. He gave us a container, to-go container, to put the cupcake in. And
who took home? Did you take home the mug? Weren't we able to take it home?
We were.
Yeah, didn't. So make no mistake. These milkshakes are $12 to $14.
Yes,
right.
So the mug is included. You get to take home the Toothsome mason jar mug, but. For whatever reason, we decided not to.
Well, because it had a milkshake in it, I think, is the reason.
I think he said he would dump it out for us and we could clean it in the bathroom. But we opted not to.
I think maybe it was more that we were each several drinks in at this point. And I don't
– glass.
Yeah, I don't know that it was a purposeful – we forgot the mug.
Yeah. No. So no, that the
food no, we didn't.
Was very good. And what about the food at Edison? Edison, we ordered less. That's why, you know, it's not really a fair comparison.
Right. We ordered less because we knew that we were going else. We were hitting several stops at Disney Springs that night. But
yes, Toothsome was our only stop that night. So we only got appetizers, but we still got a lot of appetizers because we wanted to taste a good selection. Edison, I think we more went for the more popular things and only a couple of them because we knew it was our first stop.
Right. Yes. So we got the clothesline candied bacon and the Electra fries. Now, there's a couple of there's one dissenting opinion about the bacon.
It was good. It was
amazing. I loved this freaking bacon.
It was amazing.
I mean, it was good. I just didn't think that it was it was $18. It was $18 bacon.
So that is a very good point. It was $18 for 5 strips of bacon. I give you that. I don't think I realized until just now how expensive it was. So given that, I can see your point. However, let's take the price.
It was very pretty. It was very Instagram worthy. It was.
Let's take the price out of it for a minute. So it's maple. It's bacon, like cooked with maple syrup and black pepper, and it was perfectly crisp and chewy at the same time. And they hang like 5 little pieces on this little clothesline. It looks like this little
very Instagram worthy, yeah,
totally Instagram worthy. And then they give you this like fruit jam that you're supposed to eat it with. That what did we decide it was? Kiwi.
The jam kick in it though. It had something in
it. It was spicy.
Yeah.
It was a mustard. It was a mustard jam. So it was like jam consistency, but I think it had mustard seeds in it, which was what made it spicy.
Maybe.
Yeah, it had some type of kick to it. And then you guys liked the pickles.
But the pickles for me was the best part of that dish.
It was all so good. I could eat like 6 orders of that. But you're right. $18 for 5 pieces of bacon is a bit much.
I mean, they were thick cuts of bacon, so I guess I don't know. It was okay. It wasn't bad.
I'm so hungry right now. I'm starving now. My mouth is watering. I thought it was delicious.
Yeah. It was very, very good. I will say it was a lot more peppery than I thought that it was going to be because it says candied bacon. So I didn't think it was, without reading the description, was going to be as peppery. My kids are obsessed with candied bacon, but I think the pepper might throw them off a bit. But I would definitely order it again. It was amazing.
Yeah. And then the other thing we ordered here were their Electra fries. I think maybe to make a comparison to all the tachos we had. These were not tachos. These were fries. They were russet potatoes with an Edison special sauce, bacon, grated parm, and chopped green onions. I didn't think this was anything special either. Compared to the tachos at Toothsome, which were, you know, fine.
I think I liked these better than the tachos.
I like these better than the tachos. I will say that, I mean, it's basic fries. You got bacon, you have green onions, but their sauce was what made the fries. And I thought the sauce was very good.
Yeah. I mean, both of them were nothing to write home about. But if I had to eat one of them again, I think I would choose the Electra fries.
Yes.
I think if we had to do this one all over again, we probably should have ordered one of their burgers and split the burger. Because the burgers looked special.
Yes. The burger looks amazing. I saw it pass us when we were sitting there. I think one of the tables with the kids ordered it. The burger looked amazing. I love
not to mention the fact that a burger with fries for $25 versus clothesline candied bacon for $18.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. But yeah, when you're at these places, you're just not allowed to look at the prices.
No.
But so can we talk about like the best burger on the menu? I mean, there are a lot.
Yes. Yes. What do you think was the best burger on the menu, the Edison?
I think we all agree that the Edison, their signature burger, is the one.
Yeah, it looks – there's nothing about this burger that looks bad. No. Yeah.
It is, I mean, it's a blend of meats. It's short rib and brisket. It has the bacon on it. It has their house-made pickles, which I'm assuming are the same pickles that came with the bacon.
Which were delicious.
And anytime I see special sauce, I don't, I'm just.
It's McDonald's.
I know. I hum the Big Mac tune in my head too. All beef patty, special sauce. But I bet this is the same special sauce that was on the fries, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Probably. It was good. It was good.
The burger looked amazing. I would definitely order that. And then me being the dessert person, I couldn't do it because we had like three or four more stops. Yeah. But I saw the lollipop tree go by for one of the kids. And it was cake pops on standing up looking like trees, and it was passing by. And that's going to have to be ordered next time I go with my family.
That's probably super Instagram worthy too.
Of course. That's what I'll be ordering it for, not because I like cake pops.
Right.
Just for the picture. You got to do it for Instagram.
Exactly. So no, their desserts look good. So no, I think at this restaurant, I would definitely come and sit down and eat an actual dinner here.
Yeah. This was definitely not, even though I wasn't blown away, this was definitely not a one and done restaurant for me. I'd love to go back.
Right. So, for a lot of reasons. So we talked about, for the food, yes, and the drinks for sure.
Yeah.
We talked about what the sort of normal entertainment is like at Toothsome. So again, at Edison, you know, the live music is not there, but we did ask our server what it's normally like. We wanted to know where the band usually is and what happens there. And she gave us a little insight into what a non-COVID Edison looks like. And I definitely need to go back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really cool. So Toothsome had sort of entertainment in that you have their character, their Penelope walking around, but Edison looked like burlesque-y,
okay, like
steampunk,
cabaret.
Yeah, I would definitely say cabaret. So in the words of our server, she said, it's still Disney, so it's not over the top, but they have aerialists. Right. So there's and you can see when you walk by where the band is, if you look up, there was a steel cube hanging in the air where the aerialists will do their tricks, and it moves up and down and stuff. And they have cabaret dancers and all these things that while it was still steampunk, it was just felt a little more grown up, a little more catering to the adult crowd, which it still does, apparently, even with the entertainment not there, cater to a little more adult crowd.
So we saw some dark adult side of Disney Springs at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was a little early. So like, you know, again, we've talked about this before. You can take your kids anywhere at Disney. Disney Springs is no exception. You know, you should be able to take your kids anywhere. But I did feel a little bad for a couple of families that were with us at the Edison when there was one party that walked in just for drinks, and they were really rowdy and a little on the inappropriate side. But
they walked in for drinks, and unlike us, this was not their first stop.
No.
And they were
stops. And when we say they were rowdy, I would go far rowdy.
They were colorful.
They were more than, they were inappropriate. I felt there was families next to us. I felt for them. You know, I think Disney Springs, regardless before COVID, you know, it's open later. People have drinks. Things happen. I don't think it'd be happening at 6 p.m. When there's families, but you know, it was definitely interesting. Our amazing server took it in stride, and I think she's fantastic.
Yes.
She was definitely being treated how she should not be treated. But, you know, fortunately, the children parties beside us were finishing their dinner. Or if they weren't, their parents were eating very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I would still take my kids to this place. I think that was hopefully just like a fluky incident. And they were, although that they were being a little rowdy and not very nice to our server was handling it very professionally.
She was. And I'm sure that if it had gotten out of hand, it would have been further taken care of. But she was very professional.
She was working it.
Yeah, she was very professional and very good.
Servers, you know, we had an amazing server there, and we had an amazing server at Twosome's. You know, it just goes to show, I think, when we see more layoffs coming, and especially at Disneyland, where we were talking before our last podcast, you know, that they're bringing back some cast members for, you know, stores, and that, you know, they all didn't work for the two and a half months that Disney was shut down. You know, and they don't know if they're going to shut down again. They don't know what's happening. And I have to say, with servers in general at restaurants, I thought were absolutely amazing given the uncertain times that they are in right now. They just seem generally happy to have people back.
Right. They love mm-hmm. their jobs. They were happy to be there. So I can't remember her name, but or his. I think it was Jared at.
I think we have to look. I bet we have pictures in our pictures. I bet we can see their.
Yeah, so special. Yeah, they were wearing name tags. I just don't remember. But special shout out to both of them who were serving us.
Yes.
At Twosome and at Edison. She had been there, she said, since the restaurant opened.
Yeah.
She was really knowledgeable and enthusiastic about the whole place, as was he. It was great. It was just so they just make you feel like family.
I think yeah. so. And I think having great servers just totally enhances the experience. I mean, the experiences in both of those places were going to be great no matter what, because they were both great venues with the delicious food, fantastic drinks. But having these knowledgeable and these servers, you could ask them anything. They knew everything about the menus. They knew what we would like. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, they've had to completely change things now, especially with the COVID procedures. So everything's more distance apart, which means they have less tables. Mm-hmm. You know, they're having to wear masks and face shields and everything else, while still trying to talk and explain things to you. You know, the menus where they could point stuff and show you stuff, there are no menus. There's QR codes on your phone now.
Right.
So I was just, you know, they've had to change quite a bit too. And I was just really impressed kind of by everything. We had plexiglass in between things at Twosome, in between the booths. Edison was just more spaced out because they had actual tables that was able to space people out. But I think, you know, both these places did amazing jobs. And I think, you know, their servers were obviously well-trained in everything. And they do. They, you know, walking into a restaurant with a server that, you know, is upset they're there, doesn't really want to be working, it kind of downs your experience and you don't really want to stay, where I could have hung out with both these people all night long.
Yeah. And I think definitely, you know, we've been talking on all of these episodes and kind of trying to give you a feeling about what it was like to be back. And I think that what Lori just touched upon with the servers, it's the same with the cast members and the team members over in Universal, the cast members in Disney, all the servers. Despite the fact that everybody is wearing not just their masks, but their face shields now, everybody is still so welcoming and inviting, yeah. which is such a contradiction when you look at what they look like and how they act. It's just nothing is lost. Like that warm, fuzzy feeling is not lost in any of these venues, which I think is really important. And was such a fear of mine going back, like, oh my gosh, is everything going to feel totally different? And this part of it definitely did not. There were still connections with cast members and servers. And I think that's a big testament to the cast members and team members who are still there working every day to make everybody's experience as much as the same as it was as is possible. So, yeah.
Right.
And like I said, I mean, it's difficult, you know, you're put in your head, stay away 6 feet, stay 6 feet, stay 6 feet. And then you have servers that are kind of, you know, they want to make you feel welcome yet 6 feet apart. So, you know, it's a tricky thing. And again, I think they've done an amazing job. You know, the people that they have serving, at least the ones we encountered, I think were just absolutely amazing. And, you know, as much as we're there for the food, I mean, we love our food and we love our drinks. You know, the servers were definitely made it, you know, an experience for us.
Right. Well, what is it that they say? Like, you'll go back to a restaurant that has mediocre food and great service, but you won't go back to a restaurant that has great food and terrible service.
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard that before, but it's so true.
It is true. So I think I think I can speak for all three of us to say three thumbs up for both of these venues, yes, or both of these restaurants. I think that we would all go back for in all three categories, food, yeah, drink, service. Yes. Oh, let's four categories, environment, atmosphere.
Yes.
Could you pick one that you like over the other? I can't.
I don't know. I think I like
similar and different. They're both similar, but different enough that, yes, I can't choose.
I'm more on the twosome side, but I think if I saw the entertainment at Edison when it opened up, I might be completely split 50-50.
That would push me over the edge for Edison, I think. I have high hopes for the entertainment when it does come back.
Hopefully in a future Mask of Moms trip to Disney and Universal, we can go again and kind of see post-COVID, what do we think now?
Yes.
God, I hope so.
It's a date, girl. It's a date. It will happen. It's happening.
Yes. Yeah. I can't wait. So what's our tip? What's our closing tip of the day?
If you all want to go, Lori, what's our Mouska tip for people who want to go to either of these restaurants?
Okay. So Mouska tip, it's two because we're dealing with two restaurants. So we've touched on this one with Twosomes, but basically as of right now, Twosomes is not taking reservations online. It has a crazy wait time to walk up. They did tell us that if you were to come earlier at like 5 o'clock, there's not a significant wait time. But if you want to eat at that key dinner time, you can go to guest services in City Walk, which is by the Starbucks. It's back by the garages. And you can ask them when a reservation is open for Twosomes. We went the night before and was able to get a reservation the next night. So not saying it's always available, but that is kind of a hidden gem that no one really knew about until we started questioning people. If not, it's a super long wait time. So if you have one day to do it, you didn't get a reservation, I would say show up earlier. They said the wait times are not as long. Edison is a little simpler. We just made a reservation online. We were making three stops that night. We mentioned before that we were scared that we weren't going to be able to get in. So we just made three reservations. Obviously on my Disney Experience app, you either need to space them 2 hours apart or you need to make them under multiple names in your party. But I think, you know, for me as a planner side, I would just make a reservation, whether you just want to stop in there for a drink and an appetizer. You can totally do that. They were not crazy busy. I think, you know, definitely during the week, you're going to be able to walk into Edison, but if it's a weekend, you might just want to make that reservation on my Disney Experience, and they release 60 days ahead of time as of right now. So those are our Mouska tips.
Good ones. So that is it for our episode comparing these awesome, great restaurants. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to talk about our best eats from the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot, which, you know, we've got a lot to say about that one.
That's
going to
be a long one.
That's going to be a long one. So prepare yourselves. Maybe make a meal. Also, if you missed our big announcement last week, these Mask of Moms are now travel planners with Kingdom and Cruise Travel. So be sure to go check out that website at kingdomandcruise.com. And as always, be sure to follow along on our Facebook page, Mask of Moms at Disney Podcast, and follow our blog at maskmomsblog.com.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel. These traveling moms are signing off, and remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
And